With the Warriors grabbing a Game 1 victory to open the Western Conference Finals in Houston, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this Warrior Sound Review looks at the 119-106 win as we start by listening in to Kevin Durant in the postgame.
I mean, I don't know if we had our peak. I think we could be better. I mean, the stakes are high. I mean, we play in the Western Conference Finals against the best team in the league, number one seed, MVP on their team. So, I mean, I think everybody just wants to enjoy this time hooping. Not a lot of people get this opportunity, so we want to take advantage of it. You can tell everybody is just very excited to be here. It was just all about basketball for us, and you know, when we play good basketball, when we focus in on what we need to do, each one of us, we play off of each other. We play with the pass and body movement. No matter where we play, you know, we feel like we got a solid chance. You know, because. So we just try not to focus on us being on the road or trying to, you know, win the first game of the series. We just wanted to focus in on what we need to do every possession and let the rest take care of itself.
Here's what Stephen Curry had to say afterward.
Been a pretty good defensive team for 5-6 years now, and, you know, just try to figure out, you know, what's the best way for us to play on both ends of the floor, and got a nice chemistry going with, you know, the guys have been around for a long time, and obviously adding KD and some of the other guys, you know, last year. So it's just a matter of going through the different experiences and being really sure about who you are as a team and what to expect. And when you go on the road especially, you rely on that to, you know, not get rattled, to withstand runs like we did tonight, and understand as well the endurance it takes to win a series like this. It's a big win for us tonight, but a lot of work to do. So I like the kind of headspace we're in right now. You don't win the series with one game. You got a lot of work to do. You got to come back, get a little greedy game two, and try to get another one. And put forth a solid 48-minute effort. And we'll make some adjustments. I know they will. And you got to have that same competitive fire that we had after the first minute tonight.
Klay Thompson joined the TNT Inside the NBA crew at their set inside the Toyota Center after the game.
From all the things I was reading and hearing going into this series, it certainly seemed like the opportunity to open up a series on the road presented a challenge you guys really wanted, and maybe to send a message and take advantage of that and say we don't need it necessarily to succeed in the postseason. Am I right on that?
No, you're correct. I mean, we didn't need it. It's, don't get me wrong, it's nice to be at home every series, but we got a lot of guys in this league for a long, long time, and the road atmosphere doesn't really rattle them. And we've been in every situation possible, down 3-1, down 3-2, up 3-1. So we, you know, rely a lot on our experience.
But to come in and get that done in game one means what to this team?
It's a great start, but naturally, you want to relax, you know, listen. Don't watch SportsCenter. Don't watch NBA TV because the next couple days.
Don't watch Charles because he just picked you to win the series in three.
Oh man.
Klay, what's the conversation amongst you guys? Because, you know, you guys have great players, players who can say, you know what, I want to take the ball by myself. I want to do all the dribbling by myself. What's the conversation amongst you guys to say, hey, no matter what, keep moving the ball, and we're just going to pass it till a guy gets the best shot possible?
Well, we're lucky we got so many playmakers on this team. I mean, every position, we got a guy who can shoot, pass, and dribble. And when you're just moving on, and the open man, take the shot, make a cut, it's that simple. It's beautiful to be a part of, but it's even better to watch, and it's just contagious. You know, everyone's having fun. Even when you just touch the ball, you feel involved, and that's our motto. That's, I think, why KD came on board a couple years ago. He saw, you know, how much fun he had, and you loves being in the system because he gets easy looks, and he's, you know, the most efficient player in the league. We got such a great offense and so many great players. Just hunt great shots. Don't settle for good ones. Get great ones, because that's how, when I'm at my best.
You know, everybody knows I'm not a shooter, but I always wanted to be a shooter.
Make it when it counts.
That's right. You true about that. But when you catch it and you
watch
release
it, too
it
much,
quick,
Klay.
Is that something that you practice?
It is. It's something I got better at as I grew older, but I practice it all the time. I try to shoot with Steph, and I think he's the only one in the league with a quicker release than me, so I try to be like him.
You know, you're amazing for the fact that you're probably the best underrated player in the NBA.
Who's underrated?
Not basketball people, but okay. When they mention the Golden State Warriors, they mention the other guys first. You, to me, I've said you're the best two guard in the NBA both ways.
Wow, thank you, Chuck.
But your name comes up third or fourth.
Yeah.
And is that good for you or just?
I don't care. Uh-huh. I get paid handsomely. I play in a great place in the Bay Area, and we compete for championships year in and year out. And that's hard to do. A lot of guys never really get that opportunity, so I'm grateful just to be a part of this team. From day one, I've been a Warrior, and I'm just thankful to be here, man, because we have such a good thing going.
28.9 for Klay Thompson. Golden State Warriors shoot 53% and win it 119-106, and they take the opener here in the Western Finals. Thanks a bunch for taking some time with us, Klay.
Yeah, no problem.
We appreciate you very much.
See y'all Wednesday.
Yes.
All right.
And here's what NBA TV's Game Time with Casey Stern, Steve Smith, and Brendan Haywood had to say after Game 1.
So I'll give you each a team heading into Game 2. Smitty, I'll give you the easier one. The Warriors. They all said that they want to play better. Mm-hmm. Where can they be better, and what's the conversation now heading into Game 2? Because you know Houston's obviously going to play as if their life depends on it at home down 0-1.
Well, they're going to get a chance to watch video as well. I think for them is the first thing is they're going to have to match that energy to Houston Rockets. They're the most desperate team right now going into Game 2. And obviously you won Game 1. But I think for them is how can they play these switches better, these pick and rolls, and they're going to find a way, obviously, with different people on the floor. I was talking even during when we were watching the game. There's going to be some guys I think they might even trap off of, especially with time and score, to see if they can make shots. So their adjustments, I think, is going to be more defensively. Not that they play bad. I think they're just going to have to come up. They will come up with another game plan and show James Harden and Chris Paul even more different looks.
All right, Brendan, what are you getting on the other side if you're Houston? What must happen in Game 2 for them to even the series?
If I'm Houston, I have to find a way to get some weak side action. It can't always be screen and roll in the middle of the basketball court. Even though James Harden had a great night tonight, that's a hard way to make a living with James and Chris being forced to dribble with the whole defense focused on them. So I'm going to try to run some weak side action, some quick pin downs, maybe get Eric Gordon, give him the ball some more. Those would be things that I'd look at. And stop just trying to find Steph every play, because Golden State has four really good defenders when you talk about Klay, Iggy, KD, and Draymond Green. So by the time you find that switch, there is such a limited amount of time. That's a very hard way to play basketball. I don't think that'll work. So I think Houston has to go back to the drawing board. Mix things up. You have your time to ISO, but you're going to have to do some other things as well.
Game 2 is Wednesday here in Houston. Then the Warriors return to the Bay Area for Game 3 on Sunday at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.